Warning. Warning. White girl about to drop it like it's hot. In 3, 2, 1.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to some of you new guys, and thanks so much for everybody else tuning in. We've switched over to the Shantycast, so we're now audio streaming your newsletter to you. I'm hoping you're enjoying this. I know it takes some time to do that kind of stuff, maybe pop it into a CD format and pop it in the car, listen to it on the way to work. A little harder to do the promos and stuff right now, but we have a new look coming out soon, which will allow you to post your promos up to our website and be able to promote your stuff. So I hope everyone had a great Halloween. I can't get over this, how many adults are just not wanting to celebrate Halloween anymore. I had a hard time finding a bunch of people wanting to go, you know, give it up for Halloween. Everybody seems to be too old. Well, I'd like to say to you, you're never too old for Halloween. Come on, people. It's about playtime. I just love how friendly people are this time of year. That's really the main reason I love it so much. And hey, we're voice talent. We like to create characters, at least most of us do. And this is the time of year to do so. We only had about 60 kids at our place this year. Hope you guys had tons more. It's harder and harder to get kids out there, I know, but we had some fairly good weather, so we were good out here in Vancouver. Did you follow your Halloween homework I gave you? I suggested that you give a different voice for every new kid you had at the door. I hope you did that. It'd be a lot of fun. You'd come up with some pretty cool creatures, and I bet you your voices were suited to whatever the costume was that you saw, or you had voices already prepared. I'd love for you to send me your favorite Halloween story, whether it was from this year or last year, your favorite Halloween costumes, any of those things. I'm going to post a picture of my Halloween costume this year here in your email, so hopefully you get that. I had a ton of fun. I was a medieval fairy. I had a broken truck, so that didn't help much, but my friend Judith came to the rescue, and we went to my party after all. However, next year, some of you guys have to join us for this Halloween party. It was one of our own engineers, Brent Halfyard, and he and his wife threw the biggest bash. I mean, there was a band right inside the house, literally Halloween wallpaper everywhere. Like, I mean, he was so decked. I used to think I decked out, but man, he just did it big time. But we can afford some more people next year, so I hope you guys tune in for that one.